This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, December 26, the gift of salvation. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Many Christmas cards feature a decorated Christmas tree with colorful presents beneath its branches. Of course, we love Christmas gift giving, but attractive packages can make us forget how the custom of Christmas gifts started and what it signifies. Most likely, Christmas gift giving stems from the story about wise men from the East who came to visit Jesus after his birth in Bethlehem. Following a star and a prophecy, they arrived at last. The star stood over the place where Jesus and his parents were staying, and the visitors dismounted their dusty camels and entered the house. Matthew says that when they saw the child Jesus, they bowed down and worshipped him. He uses this expression several times throughout his gospel to describe people's reactions to Jesus. The wise men also came bearing lavish gifts. Mystery surrounds this story, but it teaches us several important things. Like the wise men, we too should bow and worship Jesus as King. We should also offer gifts to him, the best of all that we have, and most important, our hearts and our service. That's the least we can do for the one who brings us the choicest gift of all, salvation and new life. Pray with me. Lord, lead us, like the wise men long ago, to kneel before you in adoration and humble service. Thank you for coming to save us. We pray in your name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.